Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.
Friday, first game, Storm and the Bulldogs. So, Tepoi Moroa in for Jack Howarth. He's out to the reserves. Nelson has been named in an extended squad. So we'll have to wait and see on that. He's on report twice coming out of the New South Wales Cup. And Joe Chan returned. He's been named as 18th man. For the Bulldogs, we've got a change here. I like it. Stephen Crichton to fullback in the absence of Blake Taff. Jacob Kiraz in the centre. Bronson Cherry, I reckon, goes to, from the right side to the left side. Josh Adokar is back. Kurt Mann out. Jamin Salmon to 13. Josh Curran, he's been named on the second row. He's been named on that previously, but has gone to the bench. Bailey Hayward and Poasa Farmasili in for the injured Harrison Edwards as well. All one-way traffic. Tristan?
Yeah, and the line's moved a little bit. It's gone from 17.5 out to 18.5. We did get as high as 19.5, but that just tucked back down. There's no real difference between 18 and 19, of course. So the Storm are $1.10. The Bulldogs, $7 and 18.5 that line. 44.5 the total points. So obviously the Bulldogs were very, very impressive there at halftime. But I reckon most Bulldogs fans would have had their heart in their mouth coming down the final stages of that game there against the Roosters. I had a bad feeling needing the Bulldogs to win in our book as well. But they hung on and the Storm. That was a fantastic game against the Broncos. Obviously, the Broncos lost Adam Reynolds during the game, and whether they would have been able to hold on and win that game if he had have continued on is probably a question mark. But the Storm still found a way to get it done after being in a hole a couple of times. So, you know, big enough line. It seems quite sizable, but the Storm have been pretty good this year.
Yeah, I agree. The Bulldogs off a really positive win last week, but I just wonder how much of that was, you know, the focus, nearly winning the week before, the big event for the club, celebrating a milestone premiership in the past. I just wonder if there's a bit of a letdown here, and then they end up with all of these outs. I mean, you know, it's seven or eight injury outs that really starts to deplete this list, and I think for mine, leave some real questions about their bench. And then onto the road into Melbourne, one of the toughest away gigs. Their away record is very poor. You know, the Storm come out of two of their last three games when they've been with some good strength, I think, at two of the form quality games so far of this season. You know, last week against the Broncos, a couple of games prior to that against the Warriors. Big drop back in grade here. It's a big line. I think they cover it comfortably.
I'm just having visions, 18.5 and 19.5. There's no real difference to it. Jerome Hughes is taking a... Just as the siren goes at halftime, oh, well, look, here we are. We're 39 metres out. We'll take a shot at field goal. No, look, we're 41 metres out and the difference there. But anyway, I just had a flash of that. I reckon Craig Bellamy has done a lot of defence at training this week because yes, he would have been very disappointed with the way that game played out last week. For us as punters, brilliant. It was a spectacular game of rugby league. For Craig as a coach, not so much. So... heavy emphasis on that. Obviously, they've got that left side that needs to be defended very strongly. You'd love to see Nelson in there. He's going to make his return at some point. The reports are that he's lost that 6 or 7 kilos, which you can't really notice on him, but that he makes a huge difference. But if he does come back into the side, I'd be even more determined around this one. I like the Storm at minus 18.5. Just to clarify, 18.
You're thinking 19 is a viable number, Jimmy. You might have to look at a 3-month contract.
I'll tell you what, Jimmy, we'll give you 19.5 and you can take the Bulldogs.
No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you.